Hey guys, welcome inside the film room. Dustin Fox alongside Browns legendary quarterback Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to look at the New York Jets defense today, and this is probably the strength of this football team.
Yeah, the defense is definitely Todd Bowles being the head coach, having a defensive background, prides himself on this.
What do you see here in this first play?
From the Jets defense, first play, you're going to see a defense that we're going to see a ton of in the game. Look at the safety in the middle of the field, man coverage outside. Because it's a condensed formation by Jacksonville, you don't see the press coverage. You see the corners playing off. If the receivers are probably spread out, you'd probably see good press coverage.
This is another one of those RPOs, run-pass options. And Bortles, you know, as he fakes the handoff here, he could hand the football off to the tailback. Instead, he pulls it out, and they're trying to get that tight end coming back across the screen, or wide receiver, rather.
As you look at Blake Bortles here, make the play fake here. Ely does an excellent job showing fantastic athleticism, number 94 for the Jets, getting in the quarterback's face.
This is very intimidating for young quarterbacks.
It is, yeah. Look at 94. He's just going to play. He's going to stay at home. He's going to read the running back and the quarterback, and, of course, just gets upfield.
Look, when he gets his arms up in the air, this makes it nearly impossible for any quarterback to make this type of play.
When I was in Philadelphia, Jim Johnson, who was our defensive coordinator, he would always say, when you're in the backfield and rushing the passer, you've got to get your hands up and get the hands in the face of the quarterback, not just to make the interception there, but you take away the passing lanes.
Well, then your Jim Johnson that you're talking about is one of the genius coordinators that our league's had.
Bernie, want to get your thoughts on Kizer, you know, four games into his career. What have you liked? What does he need to work on?
Well, I think the typical stuff of his decision-making, the timing of reading defenses. That being said, I think he's done a really solid to good job of playing. I think the guys around him absolutely have to pick up their tempo. They've been disappointing around him.
All right, he's Bernie. I'm Dustin. Thanks again for joining us inside the film room as we took a look at the New York Jets defense.